to start off with the pagan origin of Easter. Now, Easter's date is honored by nearly all of the contemporary Christianity and is used to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so they say. The holiday often involves a church service at sunrise, a feast which includes an Easter ham, decorated eggs, and stories about rabbits. Those who love truth learn to ask questions, and many questions must be asked regarding the holiday of Easter. Is it truly the day when Jesus Christ arose from the dead? Where did all the strange costumes come from, which have nothing to do with the resurrection of our Savior or Messiah? The purpose of this track is to help answer those questions and to help those who seek the truth to draw their own conclusions. The first thing we must understand is the professing Christians were not the only ones who celebrated a festival called Easter. Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, was a day that commemorated the resurrection of one of their gods that they call Tammuz, who was believed to be the only begotten son of the moon goddess and sun god. In those ancient times, there was a man named Nimrod, for those that don't know, who was the grandson of one of Noah's sons named Ham. Ham had a son named Cush, who married a woman named Semiramis. Cush and Semiramis then had a son, Nimrod. After the death of his father, Nimrod married his own mother and became a powerful king. The Bible tells you of Nimrod in Genesis 10:8-11 as follows. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore, it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, at the beginning of his kingdom was Babel in the land of Shinar. Nimrod became a god named man to the people of Semiramis. His wife and mother became the powerful queen of ancient Babylon. Nimrod was eventually killed by his enemy, and his body was cut in pieces and sent in various parts of his kingdom. Now you see the similarities with the story of Osiris and Horus. Semiramis had all of the parts gathered except for one part that could not be found. That missing part was the reproductive organ. That's the same story of Osiris. So Semiramis claimed that Nimrod could not come back to life without it, and told the people of Babylon that Nimrod had ascended to the sun and was now to be called Baal, the sun god, which is Sunday, the day of worship. Now, Queen Semiramis also proclaimed that Baal would be present on earth in the form of a flame, or the candle or lamp. Semiramis claimed that she was immaculately conceived. She taught that the moon was a goddess that went through a 28-day cycle and ovulated when full. She further claimed that she came down from the moon in a giant moon egg that fell into the Euphrates River. This was to have happened at the time of the first moon, after the spring equinox. The Semiramis became known as Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and her moon egg became known as Ishtar's egg, Easter's egg. Ishtar soon became pregnant and claimed it was the rays of the sun god Baal that caused her to conceive. The son that she brought forth was named Tammuz. Tammuz was noted to be especially fond of rabbits, and it became sacred in the ancient religion because Tammuz was believed to be the son of the sun god Baal. Tammuz, like his supposed father, became a hunter. The day came when Tammuz was killed by a wild pig. Queen Ishtar told the people that Tammuz was now ascended to his father Baal, and that the two of them would be with the worshippers in the sacred candle or lamp flame as father, son, and spirit. Now you get it? The father, son, and spirit? People, wake up. It's not a game. Ishtar, who was now worshipped as the mother of God and queen of heaven, continued to build her mystery religion. The queen told the worshippers that when Tammuz was killed by the wild pig, some of his blood fell on the stump of an evergreen tree, and the stump grew into a full new tree overnight. This made the evergreen tree sacred by the blood of Tammuz. She also proclaimed a 40-day period of time of sorrow each year prior to the anniversary of the death of Tammuz, though at this time no meat was to be eaten. Worshippers were to meditate upon the sacred mysteries of Baal and Tammuz and to make the sign of the T in front of their hearts as they worshipped. They also ate sacred cakes with the markings of a T on a cross or a cross on the top. Every year on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, a celebration was made. It was Ishtar Sunday and was celebrated with rabbits and eggs. Ishtar also proclaimed that because Tammuz was killed by a pig, that a pig must be eaten on that Sunday. By now, the readers of this track should have, you know, made a connection that paganism has infiltrated the contemporary Christian churches. And further studies indicate that this paganism came in by the way of Roman Catholic system. The truth is that Easter has nothing whatsoever to do with the resurrection of Jesus. We all know that Easter can be as much as 3 weeks away from the Passover, because the pagan holiday is always set as the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Some have wondered why the word Easter is in the King James Bible. It's because Acts chapter 12 tells us that it was the evil King Herod who was planning to celebrate Easter and not the Christians. The true Passover and pagan Easter sometimes coincide, but in some years, they are great distance apart. So you know that the Bible tells us in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Truth is that the 40 days of Lent, Easter, rabbits, hot cross buns, and Easter hams have everything to do with the ancient pagan religion of Mystery Babylon. They are all Antichrist antipodes. Satan is a master deceiver and has filled the lives of well-meaning professing Christians with adultery. These things bring the wrath of God upon children of disobedience who try to make pagan customs of Baal worship Christian worship. Now you must answer for all your activities for what you teach your children. These customs of Easter honor Baal, who is also Satan, and is worshipped as the rising sun. His house is the house of the rising sun. How many churches have sunrise services on Ishtar's day and face the rising sun in the east? How many will use color eggs and rabbit stories as they did in ancient Babylon? These things are